Crisco, Dez, and Ryan.
After Hours.
Okay, so moment of honesty. You can tell me if this is a really strange thing to do, but I have a new place where I like to go for a walk every day, and Vaughn finds this to be disturbing.
Okay.
Uh-oh. It's a new after dinner activity. I like to go for a walk.
Okay, I
understand. In a big cemetery.
Oh, that's weird.
And then I find really interesting tombstones, and I Google the people to see who's buried there.
That is definitely, Vaughn is right. That's weird.
Why?
That's creepy. That's weird.
Why?
I'm sorry. You wanted just one of those spirits to hop on your back and head home with you? Huh? That's what happens.
That's creepy.
Okay.
I mean, it's a lovely place. Cemeteries are beautiful.
It's manicured, yeah. Landscaped. Mm-hmm. It's gorgeous. It's got the great view. I watch the sunset right over the horizon there, mm-hmm, over the airport. Beautiful. Love it.
You're the cemetery creeper.
And there's plenty of people. I see. Now, here's how I know I'm not the only one. And I know it's a little different. But there are women who I have seen go in there with their girlfriends, and they bring a picnic basket and wine and snacks, and they spread out their blanket, and they have a jolly old time
in a cemetery. Are they laying by someone they love, though? Do they have a picnic with a loved one passed?
No,
you don't know. Did you ask them?
Yes, I did.
You did not.
I did.
What was their response? I want a quote.
And they said, tell Dez to blow it out her ass. That's what they said.
Oh, is that so?
Yeah. What if they're having a secret affair and they don't want anybody to look, so they went to one place nobody would go in their right mind?
There was another couple that walked, and they were looking at the sunset as well the other night. And I went, oh, beautiful place to see the sunset because it's up on a hill. And they went, as a matter of fact, it is. And I went, thank you.
And they're like, and a loved one of ours is buried here, so we like to pay their respects.
They weren't. Here's the thing about the cemetery, and I know you have an image in your mind, but.
But what?
There are beautiful cemeteries. I get what you're saying. I think it's a great place to walk.
Okay.
Just, you asked for honesty, and I'm telling you, it's a tad bit creepalicious.
It's not the cemetery where the headstones are sitting upright. They all lay in the ground.
Yeah.
And so it doesn't look like a cemetery, because it's just this big, vast, grassy area with these, mm-hmm, mature trees. It's, mm-hmm, beautiful. And so last night when Vaughn called me, he's like, what are you doing? And I said, well, I'm sitting in front of a grave, and I'm reading about the man who's buried in front of me. And he went, oh. And I said, well, would you like to know a little bit about this man? Let me tell you, Vaughn. He's a fascinating man. You know, when you talk about famous pilots out of Minnesota, your mind immediately goes to Charles Lindbergh.
Yep.
But there's another Charles that's just as famous and as important. In fact, he was the first pilot ever hired by Northwest Airlines, known as Northwest Airways, in 1926.
Ooh.
He made a record for delivering mail between Minneapolis and Chicago. He was flying stunt airplanes, and he was very well known for what he did. His name, Charles Holman of Holman Field fame.
Yeah.
The famous pilot is buried there. Do you know that when he died, they had to turn people away to his funeral?
Well, do you know that he's asking you to leave him the F alone?
100,000 people showed up his funeral.
That's amazing.
100,000 people. So many people were there. Other pilots flew over where he's buried, and they dropped roses.
Aww.
And yet you're the only one who goes to a cemetery to see his plot. Because it's weird and creepy.
Now you can pretend that you have a connection to this fella, Charles.
Yeah.
And you'll say,
Speed. That's his nickname. Speed Holman.
Obviously. So when people say, oh, why are you here? Be like, oh, Speed. Big fan.
Oh, Speed.
I spent some time with Speed.
I like to hang out with Speed Holman. He was a stunt pilot. He was a wing walker, a parachutist, a pilot, an aviator. A man, a legend out of Bloomington, Minnesota.
Ooh, wow, you remember a lot about Speed.
He was impressive, and so I thought it was kind of fun. You know who else I found?
Oh, boy.
Oh, gosh.
You know who else I found?
Who?
That police officer out of Mendota Heights who was killed. You know what I mean?
Oh, yes. I know who you're talking about.
Gosh, I should not have brought this up if I didn't know his name.
Okay, I'll look for it. You keep talking. I'll find it.
I'm walking along.
Special place to be buried is what it sounds like.
Scott Patrick.
That's it.
I couldn't think of his name.
Oh.
And I found it and went, oh, my God. I know this guy. We talked about him on the air.
Yeah.
There he is. I thought that was interesting.
Those are definitely cool stories. It's just like making a habit out of walking through there.
It just seems very
lonely.
Sad.
Well, I am lonely. You can't hang out with anybody. It's a pandemic.
Even the ghosts are like 6 feet.
I don't have anything. My husband's not here. What do you want me to do?
Now, you gave me endless amounts of crap this morning for going and looking at Halloween lights.
Yeah.
Nerdy and old lady, like, I get it.
Very.
This
Very.
Is kind of up there with that when you just go through cemeteries alone looking at people who you don't know's grave plots.
You wouldn't believe. It's amazing to see how old these people, you know, well, how long back they go. Yeah. Buried in the late 1800s. Hmm. I've been there forever.
This is fascinating.
And then you start to wonder, what do they look like?
Yeah, well.
Is it just a skeleton?
Yeah.
Oh, I bet
you know
it's
what
a
I mean?
Skeleton.
Because
oh, for sure.
Bones last forever, right?
Yeah.
So yeah, they're just full on bones.
They're having like, a good time.
Oh, God. And then they didn't have the way to preserve them back in the day, so you gotta wonder what does it look like? Or is their thing just filled full of like worms?
Oh, yucky. I don't get any like positive vibe from going to a cemetery.
See, now that's funny. I'll take you there. And I'm telling you, you're not going to feel anything.
Okay.
It is the most serene, peaceful, quiet, lovely place. I know it's weird. I know it.
But like, do you, like in a regular cemetery then, Ryan, do you get those vibes that I'm talking about? Mm-mm. Where you watch, see, I can go through, if I go through a cemetery, I'm like, ah.
It doesn't bother me.
I'm
it doesn't bother me.
I don't think it bothers me either. I could find peace there. I just find it to be weird.
Okay,
that,
fine.
That's your nightly activity. Every night you're hanging with the dead people. But to
not
each
every
their
night.
Own.
I mean, I do walk other places, but last night I decided to do that, and then Vaughn wanted to know what I was doing, and I told him, and he thought, okay.
He's like, oh,
then he
God.
Told his work, he goes, I have to leave effective immediately. Like, I have to go home now.
It's so cool when you Google these people, though, and their pictures pop up, and you're like, look at that. I found a scientist in there, too. He's PhD, very smart guy. And I went, so there he was back in the day. Look at him.
What's
and you know
name?
What else I've noticed? This is so interesting. Fun fact, then we'll move on. Of all the people buried there,
yeah,
I would say 85% of the time, who dies first?
The guy.
The
yep.
man.
Yep.
Yep.
I went, what is that about?
Well, women always live longer.
Well, they poison the food.
Every one of them. And several of them, those ladies live longer. Like, we're talking many, many decades. Are they just fed up with them and they poison them?
Maybe.
Back in the day, like, old Herbert died in 1942 and she lived to 1987.
Yeah, my grandma lived 33 years longer than my grandpa.
Why are we not investigating these women? I say foul play!
And they were always the ones who were cooking, so they probably were just fed up with the old man and got him out of there.
See?
Cold case.
Something's up, Dez. Something's up.
How is there not a reality show about cemeteries?
I'm sure there probably are.
Shut up. I'm going to start one.
Oh, gosh. Just go ahead and take that out.
It's called I'm Lonely.
I don't know. It's just really nice to see the sunset, and it's a good view. But anyway.
You call it Plotted.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
You go ahead. Keep that name. I'll let you have that.
You know what else I find to be really creepy? And then we move on.
Okay.
I feel like our time is going to run out.
I feel like I know that I usually don't put a lot of good stuff on the podcast sheet, but you can throw that away today.
Yeah.
We're talking
we'll
cemeteries.
See that tomorrow.
What does it bother you to have your headstone with your name on it, your birth date, and just waiting for your expiration date?
Can't do that.
No, I do not like that. Like if the somebody dies first and then the second one's like, we're just waiting.
I saw so many of them where there it is, the family name, there's dad, and then mom's marker. Mom, this is where you're headed. I don't want that. No.
No.
I don't ever want to know. I told Vaughn, I go, don't ever care where you be. Don't bury me. Cremate me. Throw me anywhere. I don't want to know where I can't know in advance. Just make it your thing.
Yeah. Isn't it weird how that just messes with you? But the people who put it on there are like, no, we actually got a great bargain for getting the two of them right now.
Yeah, we bought our plots together.
Oh,
God. Ew.
Oh.
Okay. So that's all I'll say.
That's all. That was like 10 minutes.
Was it? Oh.
I mean, we could do a little more dead talk if you want.
Sorry.
I mean, it is Halloween month.
It's
you
true.
Know what I mean?
Okay.
It's a spooky season.
Don't you fear going there? And you went there on the 13th
in
Ryan! Halloween month after you saw the 666 bite?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Okay, you're asking for trouble.
I'm not.
Not going near you until the end of this month.
Okay.
Nope.
I'm going to bring you there, and you're going to totally understand what I'm saying. There's nothing weird about this place.
Yeah, nothing, except for the 12 ghosts who are living in your apartment now.
Come and meet Chuck Holman. I'll bring you and go. We'll hang out with Speed.
With Speed, okay.
Yep. He has a bench in front of his plot.
That's delightful.
And do you know how crazy is this? Okay, last thing, then we'll move on. His burial spot looks directly at the Minneapolis airport.
Well, I mean, that's
pretty
sense.
Smart. Yeah,
they buried him so he looks right at MSP. And I'm like, you should have turned him around and faced St. Paul because that's the one that he's named after. But okay. Next part that's bad, the building that he looks at, where his is directly in front of, was the old Northwest Airlines hangar.
Oh.
He was the first pilot hired by Northwest, and now it says Delta.
Oh, I miss Northwest Airlines.
Oh, isn't that sad?
I loved them.
Can you believe Northwest was around in the early 1920s?
I didn't realize they had been around that long.
Mail delivery. That's how they got their start. They delivered the mail. He made it from here to Chicago in like an hour and a half.
That's why they called him Speed.
Well, no, it's not actually. Quick story and then we'll move on. They called him Speed.
I did it to you. I'm so sorry. I apologize.
We'll move on. Okay, so.
God, why? Now I need to know.
Informational podcast. Beth,
you need to Google Chuck Holman and learn about why the people in Shakopee, where he grew up.
Why he was from Bloomington.
Born in Bloomington. Pay attention.
Come on, Des.
Went to school in Shakopee. Minnesota man through and through. He was called Speed Holman. You'll find out why.
Okay,
I feel like it has nothing to do with flying.
Oh, he's real fast walking.
Well, he probably wants you to describe it a little bit because otherwise you're going to come to a different realization.
Let's talk about Elvira now that we're on the topic of all the Halloween stuff. Apparently she wants to try and re-inject her name into society. Hey, I'm still here. Hey, it's Elvira, you know, the mistress of, what is she, the
darkness.
Mistress of?
Mistress of darkness?
No, isn't no. It? No, you guys don't know this.
We've talked to her before.
Why
remember?
Have we had to look so many things up today?
Mistress of the Dark.
Oh, so
sorry.
Different.
Sorry. God,
I forget.
Lord.
He's a crypt keeper now, remember?
Yes, that's true. Speaking of old souls, he's got hers.
Well, she has a new song. Would you like to hear it?
Yes, please.
Don't cancel Halloween from Elvira. No, different Elvira.
Yeah, that's very different.
Oom papa, oom papa, oom papa, mom, ow, giddy up.
Who put a quarter in you today?
You don't remember that song?
I do.
I know the song, but just sidebar.
Who sings it?
Vaughn, if you're listening to this podcast, we need you home.
Well, of course, he knows that.
We need you home ASAP.
I cry for him daily.
We'll make sure he gets home today safely.
Yes, please.
Here we go. Elvira.
I'm the queen of Halloween. COVID-19 ruined everything.
If they cancel Halloween, still in quarantine, it would make me so mad.
It would suck. It would suck so bad.
Don't you wanna look around?
This is terrible.
Yeah.
I mean, at least you could have gone original, Elvira.
This is not good.
But she's the queen.
This does not make me wanna bring back Halloween.
She has huge boobs.
Makes me want to bring it to Ryan Cemetery.
Yeah, we should plant this song next to Speed.
He hated it. I just found out he didn't even like Halloween.
Speed didn't?
No, in my many Google searches.
Oh, God. That's great, Des. Thank
Please,
you.
Yep, you're welcome.
Please don't Google Speed, Des. That's going to really hurt Taylor's feelings. Inject your Google history.
So, Alexandria, Minnesota has gone viral now about a rare Airbnb, one of my favorite ways to travel, by Airbnb. I love it.
Yes, and this is so cool, Ryan. There is now, it's a grain bin Airbnb in Alexandria.
Ooh.
So you basically, they took these old grain bins, right? What?
Nope.
You wouldn't do it?
Oh, no. I think it sounds cool.
Oh, so they took
Do you know
these...
what grain bins are full of?
Mice.
Well, yeah, they were, but they've been cleaned out.
Sure.
Yep.
Sure.
Okay.
Oh, they called Plunkets. Yeah. They're fine.
No, they definitely don't climb up the side and then fall down in because they've been trained to do that. No, you definitely wouldn't have a mouse fall on your head while you're sleeping.
No, they've completely redone and decorated this place. It looks amazing.
Disgusting.
No.
That's where my mom's fear of mice came from. When she was a little girl, she had to shovel the corn into the auger that would take it out of the grain bin, right?
Yeah.
And she would say she'd spend her summers in there shoveling corn, and mice fell on her repeatedly every day, all the time.
My grandpa and grandma had a farm, so I know exactly what you're talking about. This
horrifying.
Thing is stripped, though. It's not, I mean, but you're right. I guess I don't know. Maybe they're still around in there.
Guys, the hole is covered. No mice are getting in.
Yeah, right. Do you know how small of a hole they need? The size of a nickel.
Yeah, it is.
That's all
tiny.
They need. A nickel, maybe a quarter. I can't remember.
I think it's a quarter.
A quarter. That's all they need. They can collapse their ribs and sneak through a quarter opening. There's no way those things are sealed up tight enough for
me. That's a
Yuck.
Pretty cool superpower, though.
Yeah.
For those mice, they're like, and break it down.
You're gonna go stay there?
I think it looks amazing. I think.
Why
it looks,
on
off,
earth
Alexandria
would you
is,
stay in a grain bin?
I would.
Why?
It's only $125 a night.
There's nothing special about this.
It's decorated and pretty.
Why are you so against this grain bin?
But because
if it was on, like, I don't know, a cemetery plot land,
he'd love it.
You'd be all over it.
Can you imagine staying in a crypt?
You can.
For Halloween.
Oh, God.
Like when Airbnb did that thing where you stay in Dracula's castle for Halloween.
Oh, that's cool.
That was really badass.
Yeah, that is cool. I just think it's very cool. And
No. You have your grain bin. I'll go and stay at Downton Abbey, which is what they
offer. Oh, I
want
to come to Downton Abbey.
Oh, no.
Can
remember, the grain
like
bin
that?
Is so cool.
I'll stay at both. I wasn't the one presenting this idea.
This grain bin has places for all of us.
Jesus.
Oh, how many brooms?
I don't know how many brooms are in there, Des, but there's plenty of room.
I found a treehouse in Costa Rica where the only way in and out is by zip line.
Oh, how cool.
That's cool. I'm sorry, your grain bin, though, I'm sure that's lovely.
You're going to be staying with the monkeys, though. There are so many monkeys in Costa Rica.
Oh, I'll never go to Costa Rica, ever.
Oh,
I just found this cool Airbnb, but I would never go there.
You could just put a zipline out the window in Alexandria.
You just told me everything I need to know.
No, there is tons of... Yeah, exactly. But that's the first place that I really did a cool zip lining, but I had no idea how many monkeys were going to be swinging right along with me. I was like, hello, monkey.
They are filthy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep, and they're everywhere.
Speed Holman flew with a monkey once.
Oh, of course he did.
In his plane. It was part of his act. He had a monkey on the plane with him.
Oh, God, that's weird. Our boss is giving us the wrap-up sign.
What's that?
Yeah, he's outside.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, let's hear more about grain bins that you can rent for family vacation.
You know you're
what
right.
A riot
you
that
win.
Is.
You win today. Let's talk about more dead people. Why don't we bring
He's
up-
a legend.
I get he's a legend, but right now the only person in the state of Minnesota talking about Speed Holman is you.
And?
Even the Holman family's like, I mean, he was great. We love him. We honor him every year.
It is a nice airport.
But it is.
It's really nice.
And you know what? That restaurant, Holman's Table.
It's lovely.
That's fantastic.
I wonder if it's still open.
Oh, I know.
Oh.
They had it so cool. They had a little patio out front because it's literally at the end of the runway.
Mm-hmm.
You could watch planes come in. And take off. Oh, so fun. You know? God rest you, Chuck.
You know.
Love you, Speed.
You know right now.
Love you, Speed.
Anybody listening to this podcast is going, was this whole thing brought to you by Holman's Table?
It should be.
It should be.
Let's get this sponsored first. Let's not say that they sponsored it until we get them to pay.
Yeah.
In free lunch.
We did love that. They had really good pancakes.
Worth it.
Not that it's... Is it open?
You have to look into that, Des.
I am. It looks like it's still open. The website is in full force. Oh,
all right. I'm sorry. You look that up while Crisco dazzles us with a brilliant story. Go ahead, pal. We've covered grain bins.
There's another dining experience at Holman's Table now, too.
Now we just sound like we work for them.
No, go ahead. Let's not get in the way. I'm sure Crisco's prepared something really riveting for us.
Well, you know, you're right. It is hard to top the old walking through a graveyard.
Sorry. I thought it was interesting.
It's been very interesting. Just it's gone on for a long time.
No, go ahead.
I just wanted to tell you, it doesn't matter what I bring up now. You're just going to be
Ryan,
about it.
Oh, there's a Hemingway drink. Hemingway was here cocktail.
Oh, they just
my
pulled Ryan
gosh.
In even more.
Was he really here, though?
A fancy 3-star rum and grapefruit and lime.
Hemingway loved rum. Do you know where he got his love of rum from?
From Rum Down. Where did he get rum? If he did love rum. If a rum did love rum.
Just hold on. We'll move on in a second.
Cuba.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah. Big rum country. Go ahead, Crisco. I'm sure you have something way better. Go ahead.
Ooh, the Speed's Manhattan. Oh, Speed's Manhattan.
That would make sense.
Yes!
I told you.
Oh, my gosh. Studio, bourbon, vermouth, and bitters. Just a classic cocktail.
See?
Speed's Manhattan.
Speed.
You know
and now Des, don't. This is
now
why
I go.
It's fun to learn stuff because when you sit down, how many people know why it's called Speed's Manhattan? What does that even mean?
I would just think it's planes are fast.
Wouldn't
Speed.
You just ask? No. The bartender?
No.
Why is this called the Speeds Manhattan?
This is delightful.
And they go, because that was the nickname of the namesake of our airport and restaurant. Okay. Dummy.
God, no, they would call him a dummy? They would never do that at Holman's Table.
Ooh, there's a blue canoe. I wonder where that name comes from.
All right.
McDrinkerton.
Holman Abides? Ooh, interested there, too.
Oh, my God. I love that you went to look to see if they're open for lunch and then broke down the entire drink menu. Oh, here we go.
Smoky pomegranate. Paloma? Isn't that the word? The Paloma?
I think we actually have a sponsor, though, for this gong show, and we should probably do that.
Yeah, and they're an amazing sponsor.
It's brought to you by a machine shed that's available for rent in Benson, Minnesota.
I'm sorry.
It's sweet.
It's Pod MN. That's who brings you this. And make sure you download Pod MN, because for listening to your favorite podcasts like us, you can win restaurant gift cards, because we probably made you hungry, some cool experiences, and more. It's Pod MN.
All right. Well, find out more boring places to stay in Minnesota with Crisco tomorrow.
It's going to be great. Alexandria.
Ooh.
Sorry you're not dead for Ryan.
You've been listening to Crisco, Dez, and Ryan.
After Hours.